Being back in the high school environment is fun. In fact, we took a number of pictures from high school of the guys, and we put it up on the board today and had them guess who's this, who's this, who's this. And we were trying to create that own environment. And I think for so many of the guys here, when you come back to a high school field, like so many of the guys, like that's kind of where it started for most of them. And then they went into college to go. So I think it's an awesome event. I really do.
Goodwin, how did he look out there? He's been making plays.
We know that Goodwin has the ball skills, and we're anxious to see him into this preseason. He's got length, he's got speed, so he's got some of the prerequisites. He does not look out of place playing defensive back. He's got a history playing receiver, but it's not even that long at that. So we've done a good job, and Marquand especially has done a good job training him. So we're pumped to see where he can go over these next few weeks. Come on, Goodwin.
What's the hardest transition from wide receiver to cornerback for him?
That'd be a better question for him because he's got better ball skills, but it's backpedaling. You know, that'd be a good one for him. Yeah, Vaughn.
With that competition, what does that make it now? Because you already talked about Poole.
Yep.
You got him showing out like you did tonight.
Yeah.
Talk about that with the
And that's exactly what we're trying to create. And that competition, that camaraderie that goes along with it, like you should be happy when your man makes a play, you know, at the same position. And that's what's like so fun about our DBs. If you're around them, you feel their energy. And they're totally going for it for one another. And that's why I expect that competition to be like that.
What has Hooper and Fuller showed you in the red zone? I mean, they've been scoring some touchdowns.
Yeah, we knew that was Hoop coming out. You know, that was something that we knew that was going to be a part of his game. And it's nice to see some of that timing coming together. We've worked hard in the red zone, both offensively and defensively in this camp. It was an area of emphasis on both sides of the ball. So the third downs, the red zone work, third down defensively especially, and the red zone work offensively, we've been putting the work in that spot, and that's not going to stop.
Lance Moore being signed today.
Yep.
Another veteran receiver who's played in the league.
Yeah. Lance, in the workout today, the quickness, that jumped out again. He's been a pain to cover for a long time, and so it's nice to have him on our team.
Is somebody in the return game too?
You know, we haven't talked about that yet. That's something that I'll certainly discuss with Keith. But we didn't go down that road yet. But if that's something that, you know, shows we can add value to it, I'm open for it.
Defensive line still looks good, Coach.
Well, I think it's some new guys mixing in. And all that time, all that work that they're doing together, both on the field and off the field, to get right, that's what it takes. You got to put that work in. You got to put out for one another as pass rushers because it takes all four.